This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV program. It's Monday morning, last Monday of May, and it happens to be Memorial Day, the Memorial Day weekend, traditionally the start of summertime. Jay Kirshner is here with me, Doug Steffen on the DJV program, a new housing program that helps Florida teachers and first responders buy their first home. We were talking about the Gary Sinise Foundation, but there are plenty of other things that are being done in the name of helping people. You want to explain this statewide program?
This is amazing today. It actually launches this week, and it will help Florida residents in over 50 critical professions. This includes first responders, teachers. It's a $100 million Hometown Heroes housing project, available to law enforcement officers, firefighters, health professionals, child care employees, active military, and veterans. And the program will provide assistance with down payments, closing costs, and a lower mortgage rate for the first time income qualified home buyers who are trying to purchase a home in the community where they work. Now, borrowers can receive up to 5% of the loan amount, up to $25,000 in assistance. The limits on income and the price of the house will be determined by the specific county, so there's no actual number for that. It's just based on the counties. And in some locations, even if you're not a first-time home buyer, you may still qualify with this, and especially veterans. Mm-hmm. Veterans will – this is a big deal for veterans, too, who anybody who can be eligible to participate in purchasing a home in a federally designated targeted area. This is just so incredible, because especially you think about these, like the educators, the law enforcement, health officials, those are all very low-paying jobs, and a lot of people – cannot or don't think that they'll ever be able to get a home. They have to keep renting, and a month's rent is always more for the square footage of what you're dealing with than what a month of mortgage is.
Yeah.
But that whole big down payment and the closing costs, people can't afford that. So that's what gets them into this struggle and this kind of continuous cycle of having to rent because they can't lower their costs. They don't have enough money to set aside to save for the down payment and the closing costs because of how high the rent is.
Yep. So it's a good opportunity. Very good. Very good. And this is a good day to announce it. So here we go with travel. People coming back. Some people coming back tomorrow. There are a lot of travel delays. Some of you may not be able to get back. If you were planning on coming back today, you won't. That's one of the farm trucks going by.
I was just going to say, is there a tractor going by the window?
Okay. Farm truck. So the travel situation, if you're on Delta especially this weekend, you've been impacted. And this is the best-run airline in America by any number of measures. But they don't have the staff, the personnel, air traffic control delays because of weather. What happened to me when I went to Los Angeles last week, my flight was delayed by 4 hours because the pilot who brought the plane in the night before from Los Angeles was delayed by 4 hours because of weather conditions. So when the plane came in from L.A., it was 4 hours late. And because there is a mandatory 8.5 hours between a pilot on when they have put in so many hours in the air, and I believe it's five, anything over five in the air, you need 8 hours or 8.5 hours off before you can fly again. So his schedule has him. I talked to him about it. He bid, every month the pilots and the air staff, the flight attendants, bid what their trips are going to be for the month. They do it usually the first or second week of the month before. So by the second, you know, like the 10th to the 15th of the month, they know what their schedule is going to be for the next month. And you can bid, you know, whatever the line is. You could be this, in this case, this guy bid L.A., Boston, and he just kept doing turns. So they'll do 3 days on and 4 days off in that circumstance. So the 3 days on, he'll do a round trip every day from L.A. to Boston and then back again. But if, in fact, when the plane, he brings the plane in at night, and if it, normally that flight is due in at 11 o'clock from Los Angeles, because I take it a lot, so he has from 8 o'clock, from 11 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock, there are two planes that go to L.A. in the morning from Boston. One of them's at 6:40, the other one's at 8 something or other. So he flies the plane back at 8 in the morning. And when the plane is 4 hours late, hello, that means we're all going to sit here and wait for the 4 hour time period before the plane will take off to go back to L.A. And that raises all kinds of havoc because as soon as that plane gets to L.A., it turns around and comes back to Boston or goes to New York or something. So it just is a domino effect, and that's happened all weekend long. It's happened all month long. Matter of fact, it's been happening since the beginning of the year when the airlines started to expand their options. They still now, they've had a lot of scheduled turns, and that's mostly because there hasn't been the strong resurge in going overseas yet. So domestically, the planes are all busy, but going overseas, they aren't. And so they've readjusted the schedules, and pilots are staying here instead of going back and forth overseas. You know, it's a nightmare. When you consider how many planes, how many people, how many trips, It's a godsend this thing works at all. I find the more I travel, the more I look around at how people expect everything to work. And yet you go into an airport like LAX or Boston, where there are literally tens of thousands of people in the airport at any one time going to get on a plane that carries 200 people. So you're sorting all of that stuff out. I mean, I think a lot of the mistakes the airlines make and a lot of the problems they have are of their own doing. But in this case, not so much.
Well, especially look at our air traffic controllers who are trying to relay the information to get people to take off and then coming in for their landing. And especially if there are delays and all of a sudden, and it's not a delay because of weather in the area if they're trying to come in, but they were delayed getting out. And now you have more planes coming in at a given time than we're supposed to because of a previous location's delay. Yeah. It makes my mind spin what they deal with in their daily work.
But remember, as the travel rebound sort of shapes what you're doing, it's very strong domestically, as I said. There are a lot of things that will not be completely normal. The airlines are, this is what frustrates people and makes people angry. They can legally cancel a flight and place you on a less convenient trip with layovers. And you can't say anything about it. I paid to get to Los Angeles. Okay, we'll get you there, but we're going to send you through Dallas. Or we're going to send you through Phoenix.
Your only option is to cancel it yourself and then just rebook on your own terms.
Yeah, right. And you're still going to pay for the trip that you already booked. So anyway, the crew illnesses, aircraft shortages, that sort of stuff being dealt with, but there still are not. One of the things, I think I told the story on the air, my sister was a like 90-year seemed like it was that long. My sister, when she got out of school, went to work for Northwest. At the time, it was called Northwest Orient, Northwest Airlines, and then they were merged into Delta. So other than having her children for, I think she was off for 11 years, other than that, she had been a flight attendant for all those years and kept going into her 70s, liked the job. And so when pandemic A started, Delta offered them like a couple hundred thousand bucks to retire. And so a lot of them, like my sister, took it, not expecting that they would want to go back to work. Well, guess what? My sister was here a couple of weeks ago, and I could tell she's 70. How old is my sister now? 77? 78. And she still would like to be flying. She misses it. She was good at it. But if she went back to work now, Delta said, well, you want to come back to work? Well, the only problem is the union won't let her go back to where she was before, So she at 78 would start at the bottom of the list. She's not going to do that. So that's the end of that.
That's miserable. Yeah.
It's not very smart on the union's part either. They ought to let those people come back in at whatever status they were in, even though, they don't have enough people to do the job. So let the ones that want to come back, come back. And then people aren't going to be inconvenienced all over the place. Anyway, the old travel patterns certainly have not continued. A lot of public, like buses and trains and stuff. After the pandemic, all this stuff is beginning to ramp up again. Some people have tried to rent a car. Good luck with that one. You'll be paying a lot of money to rent cars. Beach houses are extraordinarily hard to find right now. I was talking to some friends last night who have a place on the Cape, and they have been able to rent it starting now for $5,000 a week. Because people will pay $5,000 a week to go to the Cape.
Especially houses, because you'll have multiple parties going there, with multiple groups of people, and then everybody just splits the cost.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of people have taken to cycling. There are great cycling tours around the globe that are kind of fun, actually. I saw one, as a matter of fact, when I was in Vermont last week, and I got to go back up there again this week, there were some companies that were taking people on bike trips up into the Green Mountains. That's kind of cool. Certainly biking around Hawaii would be neat. There's a bike tour of Italy. I think Italy is a fabulous country. Man, is it a great place to visit and get over there. So that's part of it. And then, you enjoy to take these trips. It's kind of fun to eat in different places. It isn't just like hamburger and that's it. There's a lot of great food that's around. Maybe stick yourself out. There's a brown sugar cured pork chop recipe that I was just noticing. I just look at some, I look at all these sites just for the heck of it. Strawberry galette for dessert. I don't even know what that is, but it's strawberry season. There's going to be a lot of strawberries, a lot of beer being consumed. We have an organization. We have a local brewery here in town that's partnering with us on the farm to do stuff, all the way around. They come to the events and serve their beer, but they also are serving the cows brewer's grain. That's good for the cows. They like that.
Yeah, that's great.
After the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 past the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You have a lot of people commenting on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show, with regard to, well, Memorial Day in part. What else have you got there? Let's go through some of the things that are hitting, ringing.
You stepped away. I didn't hear all of that. What was that middle part?
No, I just actually... this is real life. I have, yesterday out on the farm, I've been plowing and getting close into places where there's lots of grass. So I have ticks, and I took a couple of ticks off of me yesterday afternoon, and I thought I got them all. And I just noticed one sort of crawling up my leg here, so that's my distraction.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes. We were asking who is working. A lot of people are off today, but some people are still working, especially anybody who is in retail. We did have a few comments of people saying that they usually listen to us on their way into work, but they didn't work today, so they're listening to us at home, which is awesome.
But, you know, that happens on holidays. When we hear locally, most, I mean, the radio world is such now, it's all automated, and many of the regular programs and hosts are not here on any holiday, and we're always here on holidays. I've been curtailed a little because of the actions of the rest of the crew here that didn't want to work on or be on the air on some holidays, but I like...
On Christmas Day and New Year's Day? Yeah. Oh, forgive us. Man, we're awful lazy people, apparently.
Well, that's it. I was on Christmas forever and ever. All right, anyway, so what do we have for responses to some of these questions and concerns?
Yeah, some of the topics. We were asking, when is it, if ever, okay to address a politician or confront them on situations happening, especially with issues of Ted Cruz was confronted at a restaurant. Is it okay to do this when they're on their personal time, at their home, in public restrooms? We asked who's working today, what people are doing for Memorial Weekend, thoughts on the shooting. Given what today is, we definitely want to focus on Memorial Day and how you are honoring what Memorial Day is truly all about, our fallen soldiers. Margaret Prolix said, "We always attend our hometown Memorial Day ceremony, and when her boys were young, she would have them wear hats to the parade so that way they could remove their hats whenever the flag or veterans passed by." That's awesome. Susan Nelson hasn't celebrated this day for a long time now. "It's only a day to honor the brave fallen soldiers," she says. Linda Rubin says, "Going early to Fort Bliss Cemetery and visit my parents and my husband's parents. I also have godparents, uncles, and aunts there as well." Luella Bennett says, "The parade and program on Monday, we already put flags on veterans' graves in local cemeteries. They are members of AmVets." Thank you, Luella. And Dan Myers says, this is for you, Doug, planting vegetables is what you did all weekend. In addition to going to the local Naval and Servicemen's Park to pay respects, and then to a fair at the local Historical Society.
Comments from Donna Ray Wagman, Linda Espinoza, David Anderson, amongst others, Dan Myers. We acknowledge all of those comments. A lot of things people were responding. You posted at the DJV show pictures from the farm, the activities going on there over the weekend. You can always see what's going on my farm. Everything's out in the open. Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. A lot of activity there for Memorial Day weekend. 28 past the hour.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The unofficial start to summer has arrived, and it's marked with patriotic parades, cookouts, and remembering America's fallen soldiers. AAA predicts 39.2 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this holiday weekend, nearly 90% of them by car. The TSA reported roughly 2 million people a day will be scurrying about the nation's airports. With inflation and gas prices this year, most travelers are anticipating shelling out a lot more to get anywhere.
We knew, we kind of budgeted that in there, so we understood the gas prices were going up, so we saw what was happening.
New Yorker Michael Harrison on Eyewitness News 3 out of Hartford, Connecticut. Top Gun Maverick is a big movie winner this weekend. The highly anticipated sequel brought in $124 million for the domestic box office and $248 million worldwide this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The Indianapolis 500 race on Sunday saw NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson race for the first time in his career at the Brickyard with an Indy car. Sadly, it ended with him six laps short of a finish. Racing Roundtable with the call.
Whoa! The car went all the way around so early, it was a completely forward impact. Oh. That is one of the worst angles to hit.
But you know what? That nose cone structure did such a great job,
as did the safer barrier,
and absorbing the contact. As you see, Jimmy stays on the throttle, NASCAR style. And I'm afraid that just drives him a little heavier.
Mr. Johnson is okay. Swedish racing driver Marcus Ericsson won the race. The California Highway Patrol is reporting Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested for alleged drunk driving after a two-vehicle collision in their home state of California late Saturday. The CHP says Pelosi, 82 years old, was driving a 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep as Pelosi's car tried to cross a state road in Napa County. Pelosi was booked into the Napa County Detention Center on two DUI-related counts. He was released Sunday morning on $5,000 bail, according to court records. Be well on this Memorial Day. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now, Memorial Day 2022, live on the air. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, focusing on the good things. Well, there are good things, the bad things, the business about how much, you know, we keep talking about the situation in Texas and the shootout there. There were all kinds of, Jay just went through for me a few minutes ago, all of the shootouts that happened over the weekend. Then there were false reports at the Barclays Center of somebody being shot because they heard some noises, but there were all kinds of problems in Chattanooga, I think, over the weekend. Where else were there?
Everywhere. Yeah, so the stampede that broke out at Barclays Center, it was false reports of an active shooter. There was a really loud noise, and people were leaving after a boxing match when it happened, and just the stampede ensued. And then the different mass shootings, again, mass shooting is defined as four or more people being shot, whether they were injured or killed. That excludes the gunman. Wednesday, an issue in Philadelphia where a man riding a mountain bike opened fire on a young man and his date as they were preparing to leave for prom. The gunman shot a 19-year-old man, a 19-year-old young woman, the young woman's 34-year-old mother, and then a 60-year-old man. All victims were in critical condition. Friday, six people were shot at a graduation party in Alabama. The same day, a 40-year-old mother and her three children, ages 3, 4, and 6, were shot and killed by the stepfather, who was identified by the surviving child. Saturday in Chattanooga, six people were shot a block away from the Tennessee Aquarium in downtown Chattanooga.
You know what this is going to – what's going to happen is that states are going to – they're going to somehow – regulate guns. Congress isn't going to do anything because it's too political there. The Republicans are afraid of the NRA. People say, I belong to the NRA. I belong to the NRA. I'm not interested in preserving anybody's rights to own an AK-47. I'm for having people very severely restricted. And if they have any history of mental, even in their family, I'm for restricting all this, and there are a lot of people in the NRA who are following that thread. You hear from the loudmouths who run the NRA, and they whip people up, like the NRA convention this past weekend. They whip people up and, oh, don't let us take our guns. That's such a specious, stupid argument. Nobody's taking your guns away. And you say, well, I've got a right to have an AK-47. Well, you know, in a civilized society, everybody's going to make some sacrifices. And so those of you who want to have these guns that don't, well, we need to protect ourselves from the government, or we need to protect ourselves because the Russians are coming, or whatever it is. You know, I don't know how to counter that argument except to think out loud about what went on in Texas and thinking, this is the end. This is, we've had enough of this stuff. And in some way, shape, or form, you know, look at all of this, and unless you don't want to have a civilized society, because there's nothing civilized about this kind of stuff. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
No rhyme or reason a lot of times. Some of these, like a lot of the shootings that happened over the weekend, it was, like in Chattanooga, it was crossfire between groups of people who were arguing. There was an issue in Colorado outside of a bar. And again, it was people arguing, so it was targeted. It wasn't what happened. It wasn't the same thing as what happened in Texas at the elementary school where the gunman went in and basically massacred all these children. There's all these different situations as to why people are dying by guns. And some of them are getting their guns illegally. Some of them are getting it legally. My husband, at one point when we were in Nashville, he went to the gas station, and a young kid, he said he looked like he was probably 15 or so, approached him and opened his jacket and was like, do you want to buy a gun? And my husband was like, no, thank you, and stopped pumping his gas and got in the car and drove away.
Yep. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy, they are urging lawmakers to advance firearm safety measures, including raising the age for purchase of guns, long guns, to 21. I don't think anybody should be allowed to buy a gun until they're 21. That's it. Listen. And I would say that to any NRA member that joined me. In New York, the 18-year-old has shot up the school there. What was it?
Legally obtained it. But think about this. You cannot legally rent a car until you're at the age of 25.
Yeah.
But you can legally buy a gun earlier. Yeah. So you are deemed too dangerous to rent a vehicle, but you can buy a gun.
So wherever the Republicans control state houses, I'm looking at the list of all of them, the opposite reaction. If the Democrats are in charge, it goes one way. Republicans the other way. This is suicidal. It's nuts because you know these politicians who I'm for American traditional values. What does that mean? Shoot up the school? That's a traditional value you want to continue to see? Yeah, you do have a right to protect ourselves. We all do to protect ourselves. But
at what point?
Yeah. Anyway.
But when the Second Amendment was created, weren't guns very different, significantly different than they are today?
Yeah. I think that there were. The Second Amendment was part of the Constitution. They didn't have AK-47s. Then they had long, you know, the rifles had pellets of bullets. I mean, they had not bullets, but they had little
Yeah, it took longer to, like, reload. And don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of handguns. I like going to the shooting range and shooting handguns. I'm a big fan. But I don't understand why our country is the only country that has the issue to
there's no answer to that. Other than all the guns everywhere. That's all. That's the only issue. That's the only answer to the question. The Queen, this week, celebrating, actually,
Platinum Jubilee.
Platinum, 96 years old she is. She's been the Queen for 70 years, right?
Yes.
And so
she is, I believe, the third longest. By now she may have become second. It was only a few weeks difference, but she has a few years to go to become the longest reigning monarch in the world.
Right.
She's the longest reigning in England.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going over for the Jubilee this weekend.
Yeah, with their two kids.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's going to be nice.
Right? Let's see here. Prince Andrew, he won't be there. Let's see who else is going to be there, it looks like.
During the Trooping of the Colors, when the Queen and other working royals are on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, and they pose for that, like, they're going to be posing for the historic photo. Harry, Meghan, and Prince Andrew, none of them are working royals, so they won't be there. They will be part of the celebrations, just kind of along with everybody else in the mix, but not anywhere where it's deemed only working royals.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the pageant,
big party at the end. Mm-hmm.
The Queen, Charles, William. William's oldest child is Prince George. So this is the future, apparently, of the monarchy.
Yeah, it would be
great
if there's some kind of portrait that's taken of all of them. So it kind of will show all of the next in line. The Queen has been having different episodic mobility problems. So we'll see what happens. There has been questions of whether or not she'll be able to walk up the many steps of the cathedral's main entrance. So she may sneak in through a side entrance, not being photographed or anything. There's the big Epsom Derby on Saturday. Everything comes to an end with a big party at the palace Saturday night, which the Queen is slated to not be in attendance, but there's going to be performances by Diana Ross, Sir Elton John, Queen, Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, I just saw this.
Uh-oh.
Marjorie Taylor Greene says that the Texas shooter was into wearing eyeliner and cross-dressing.
What does that have anything to do with anything?
I have the slightest idea. It's more coming from her. She apparently referred to him as a transsexual leftist illegal alien. That's the latest brilliant statement from her.
There was something going around Reddit that was false where a trans woman's photo who kind of resembled him was being used, and this woman was coming under attack by people thinking it was the real person, and she was like, I am not this person. Please leave me alone. I wonder if that's part of the story where that came from.
God only knows. The ambulances in Ukraine, lots of battlefield losses and shoot 'em ups over the weekend. We're focused on Memorial Day, so we kind of fell off our interest in, at least for me, I wasn't following this until when I looked around this morning to see what was going on. There are a lot of people that are trying to live in tents, wounded soldiers, heads damaged, arms blown off, legs blown off as the Russians continue to attack. The latest military casualties, because apparently now Russia has been pushing, the Ukrainians are running out of arms. And this weekend, they pleaded with the U.S. for more arms. Washington Post this weekend says the hospital, they describe what was going on in a hospital, but didn't say where it was, because they figured the Russians would go in and blow it up. You look at this was not a good weekend for Ukraine, for the Ukrainians. There was a lot of stuff going on there the world is so damn violent.
So much anger. There's so much anger.
Yeah, right. And a lot of it's brought about by people who are trying to, you know, use politics for whatever they think they're going to gain out of this. But the bunker, the Russians have used bunker bombers. What do they call them? Bunker blasters, bunker something or others. They couldn't use them early on, but apparently they're using them now. And they used them this weekend quite liberally, as a matter of fact. They've run out of conventional weapons, so now they're using this stuff. It's rocket.
Is that the MLRS thing? Surface rocket?
Yeah, right. It's on the back of a truck. They put it on a track on the back of a truck.
It's awful.
Yeah, very destructive. Very destructive. All right, well, there's that update. It's now 47 past the hour.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Immersys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Bailing, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, etc., but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're never going to recognize the movie this is from, and because there's so much to talk about on Movie Moments today, let's put an end to this fast. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments with Doug and Jen, Doug and Jay. The idea that, what was it, 25 years ago or 29 years ago?
29 years ago, 1993. I remember I went to New York City with my girlfriend at the time, who now became my wife. And we went to see Cliffhanger in New York State over at a hotel. And I love that movie. I thought that was, as I told you, I thought that was Sylvester Stallone's best non-Rocky, non-Rambo movie. A terrific action movie. Directed by a guy named Rennie Harlan, who I think was a really good director. He did Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. He got Cliffhanger. Great job. Some of the practical.
He married Gina Davis.
He was involved. Here's the thing. He did Die Hard 2, which I thought was terrific.
Yeah.
And then once he did a movie called Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis, which was very good. Didn't make a ton of money. But then when they did Cutthroat Island, a pirate movie with Gina Davis and Matthew Modine, that movie bombed, lost the studio a lot of money. And he never was the same, never got the same projects to direct after that. But I thought he was he is a good director, Rennie Harlan. But Cliffhanger with Stallone in 93, 29 years ago, yesterday, this weekend, I thought, really good action movie, really good.
All right, so the big question, although tomorrow it'll be the official box office total.
But we'll talk about
the whole
it.
Long weekend.
Here's the thing. If you told me a month ago that Cliffhanger could, not Cliffhanger, that Top Gun Maverick would gross over $100 million at the box office in its first weekend, I would have said no. I thought, okay, there's going to be some... There's going to be some nostalgic value, like this generation, that they're really going to embrace Tom Cruise, because he's never had a movie that made over $100 million this opening weekend. Hard to believe. But then the reviews started coming out, some raves, I saw it Saturday afternoon with my wife, 4 o'clock showing at the theater I'm involved in. And I got to tell you, I was shockingly surprised how good this movie is. One, it felt like I was sitting in a movie theater in the 80s. It has very rich character development. It's involving. It's exciting. The aerial stunts are incredible. I mean, this is no CGI. It's all practical.
He was flying the jet himself.
To do this,
right?
Yes.
He's flying the jet himself when those shots are taken.
And then in the last, the last 10 minutes, Doug, are extremely emotional. Like, I was choked up. I mean, people were crying. It was really powerful. And this is where it reminded me, when all was said and done, it's a very reflective movie if you grew up in the 80s. Because it reminded me of watching John Wayne's The Shootist in 76 or Rocky Balboa, the fifth Rocky movie, because it's so character-driven with the Maverick character, and it's a reflection of his life. And it's a really, really good movie.
Here's my observation. I'm so sick of these GD Alien versus Predator and Marvel movies.
We're getting 80% superhero movie. And I think this is a
message. This is not a superhero. This is a real superhero movie in a sense.
That hopefully this is a message to the industry. Listen, if they just get back to the 80s and do a diversified product line with movies like this, that we don't have to have Spider-Man or Batman in every movie.
You got big stars around you can put into movies like this. And then, meanwhile, Downton Abbey has been very consistent, has it not? It wasn't huge opening weekend, but it's playing a lot here on my. I haven't been to the movies to see either one of these yet. I thought I was going to get to go because it rained a little over the weekend, but I'm so busy on the farm, I haven't gone to see either one of them, and I want to see both of them for different reasons.
Five. Top Gun Maverick, 124 million in 3 days, projected at almost 150 in four. That's a really huge opening weekend. Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse of Madness, 16.4, 371 million so far. Bob the Burger Movie, animated opening weekend, 12.6. Downton Abbey, 5.9, 29 million in 10 days of release. And The Bad Guys, an animated film, 4.6, 81 million in 5 weeks of release. But this is good news for the industry, and I really do hope that the studio system wakes up and goes back to the 80s and 90s and gives us a platform of movies like those two decades. And I think that would get people back to the movies because obviously people want to go to the movies. They're excited. And this does not have a superhero in it other than a real person. And it's a really, really good movie. I highly recommend going to see it. Terrific movie.
I'm going to see if
some of these movies where it's so much action and adventure, you need a big screen to do it. And a lot of times, your fellow theater goers, the audience makes the film when you all laugh together. And it's
That's
great.
True.
And also, back off my Marvel movies, guys.
59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.